The active part of the CMW evaluation for us as CMW teachers was completed in June of 2009. And since that time, it's been really exciting for us to think about the evaluation and ways that we can incorporate it into the organization. And there are two main ways in which we've been doing this. Part of it is, the first part is embedding pieces of what we did during the evaluation into our ongoing practice. And the second part is taking some of the lessons that we learned from the completed evaluation and adjusting our programming to try to address some of these issues that came up. I'll talk about the first one a little bit here, embedding parts of the evaluation into our practice. And the biggest piece here has been the audio interviews that teachers conducted with students. So during the evaluation process, between about November and June, all of the CMW teachers conducted a series of about 6 interviews with their students, asking them questions during their lessons, usually at the end of the lesson, about their practicing during the week, what got better, what didn't get better, what was challenging, what was fun, why they chose to play their instrument over the course of a week, why did they get it out of their case, and finally whether or not they thought they were a good violinist or violist or cellist. I think initially most of the teachers had a lot of reservations about fitting interviews into lessons. We have about 30 or so hours of lesson time with each student over the year, and that becomes a really incredibly precious resource. There's so much instrument-related material that has to fit into that time over the course of the year. And I think teachers were a little wary of giving up any of that time. But, you know, pretty early in the process, it became clear that the interviews were actually contributing an enormous amount to the students' learning and also to the teacher-student relationship. We make a really conscious effort as teachers already to talk to our students a lot and to learn as much as we can, as much as they want to tell us about their life, their family life, and their life at school and other things that are going on. But something about the formality of having the recorder in the lesson and passing it back and forth between the teacher and the student was creating something new and pretty special. Part of this, I think, was just creating a sort of making one of the core CMW values, which is mutual respect, into a sort of tangible piece of the teaching relationship. As anybody who teaches a string instrument knows, teaching violin or viola or cello can be an inherently unbalanced relationship. The teacher is the possessor of knowledge in terms of how the instrument is played, and they sort of transmit that information to the student. At CMW, we like to think of our relationships between teachers and students as more of a two-way street. You know, there's certain pieces of knowledge that we as experts hold and that we can share, but there are also a lot of ways in which our students bring their own experience and their own expertise into the lessons. And the interviews were a really nice way of acknowledging this and making it clear to students that, as teachers, we were really interested in their thoughts and perspectives. And it, you know, goes a long way to making students feel that their voice matters in the lesson. So, to make a long story short, this it became really clear that it was important to us to continue to have these interviews as part of our teaching practice. And although we didn't keep up the schedule of having 6 in 6 months because that was somewhat exhausting, we have done, we're doing 1 each trimester this year, so we'll be doing 3 over the course of the year. And asking some of the same questions and adding some new questions and, again, inviting the students to ask us questions, which became also a really important part of the evaluation practice. And one of the challenges for us going forward is going to be to figure out how to use all this information that we're gathering, because we no longer have, you know, expert coders around to help us process this data. So that's going to be an ongoing challenge. But it's really exciting for us to be doing this. And, you know, in addition to changing the nature of the teaching relationship, we also feel like the interviews are a really great preparation for our younger students. In phase two, we do a lot of practice with public speaking and getting comfortable sharing opinions, and we've done less of this with our younger students, but this is a really sort of core piece of our programming. So it's really nice to have our younger students begin to get comfortable with this in earlier years.